Welcome to Empire Building, the podcast where we talk about building big businesses and even bigger lives. I'm your co-host, Sarah Reynolds.
I'm Wendy Papazan.
I'm Via Williams.
And I'm Seychelle Van Poole. You know, Ben Franklin famously said, if we take care of the minutes, the years will take care of themselves. And, you know, what I think he meant by that is that if we make the right choices with our actions and our habits, most of our lives are actually going to turn out pretty okay. And, you know, this concept really isn't anything new. You know, if we go back and look at the book, The One Thing, the fans of that book understand that if we are intentional over time, right, we're going to have massive results with that intentionality. And, you know, when I was building my business, one of the things that we really focused on was relationships. And I knew that if I could focus on 3 meetings with in-person, like intentional relationship building each week, that I could then grow those into multiple relationships of people we've hired, into more business than we can count. But it gets back to just one simple habit, right? And it grows from there, which is really cool.
I love that say. And honestly, the best time for that is a new year. So this is a new year.
Yes.
And one of the best times for intentionality is in the new year. So every time a year is closing and a year starts, I'm thinking about, you know, what are the wins I had this year? What are some things I failed at and or need to get better at, right? And what do I want to be intentional at for this coming year? So what are you guys being intentional about for 2022?
Well, before we jump into that, can we do a reflection first? Mm-hmm. Because I feel like we always move forward and we don't reflect.
Sure.
And I don't know how many of you out there relate to that, but I feel like I'm always charging forward and I never take time for reflection. So I'd love it if we took a second and we talked about maybe one habit, or we could talk about the word that we had for 2021 and start there. I know for me, this is a little habit, but I focused a lot on my health this year. And because we sort of got off track during COVID. And so for me, a tiny little habit. And for me, I don't know. I don't know if it's just me, but I find habits are really hard. I'm not a habitual person. Mm-hmm. I like to do things mm-hmm. differently. Mm-hmm. And so for me, my habit was actually to drink enough water and to take my vitamins every day. I know that sounds weird. It's a little.
But it starts with a little thing. That's the domino.
But what I realized is actually the habit is not water and vitamins, but it's before my day starts is filling up my water bottle, putting it on my desk even before my day starts, and then also filling up my vitamins every week and then making sure my vitamins are on my desk. Because if my vitamins and water are like right there, then I will definitely take them. So sometimes the keystone habit is different than we think it is.
Yeah, that's very similar to mine, Wendy. Last year, we take turns prepping for the podcast, and I was assigned to do the habit building first podcast we did, episode we did. And on that, it talks about the foundational or domino habit. We talk about that. And that prep for that podcast, honestly, it was God that I was gifted that, because a lot of times it's the person that's prepping that does a lot of the research mm-hmm. and to back up, right? And through the research, I found out that was my missing link for habit building mm-hmm. was I wasn't doing that foundational domino habit that will lead to me actually accomplishing the habit. So for me, it was water. So I started, after I read that, it was the same as what you said, Wendy, but it wasn't water. It was making sure the water was filled up, and everywhere I went, I had it filled up, including right by my bed, to where when I wake up, that's the first thing I do is reward my body for rebuilding through the night. So
I just want to give you a shout out, because mm-hmm. you look fantastic. You look fantastic. Woo-hoo. And I know what a hard year it's been for you. It's been a hard year for you. And
really hard.
I am so, so, so proud of you for maintaining that focus on your health. I'm so proud of you, Sarah. How much weight have you lost? I mean, you look
45 pounds. It's been
45 pounds.
Slow. Yeah, since the beginning of the year. It's been slower. Like, I could have lost more probably, and I'm going to continue that into 2022, but I've kept it off. Mm-hmm. Even through traveling, we've gone to 6 different places And part of how I've done that is because of creating it into a lifestyle. It wasn't temporary for me. It was a lifestyle shift. And focusing on that domino habit of water, I know when I'm drinking my water, I make healthier decisions. Mm-hmm. And so that was so key for me, was that. And then also, for me, food is an emotional trigger. So when I'm stressed, I go to food. And replacing that. So on that podcast, we talk about replacing it. And for me, I didn't have a replacement for food. Mm. Now I'm one of those crazy people. I'm stressed. I hop on the Peloton, which I never would have thought I would have been that person.
But I thought you were going to say you record a podcast.
Well, or Cheetos and soda. It's like either between Cheetos and soda and Peloton. So
or both.
The point is, or both. Oh gosh, no, hopefully not at the same time. But no, it's been the habit building practice and really understanding it was key for me this year in my health journey for sure.
I love that. One of the biggest habits that I had before and then fell off is movement. I do best when I've had movement early in the day. And actually, one of the best gifts we did was we got a COVID dog named Hitari, right? And he's super sweet and kind of barky. So you hear him occasionally on the podcast, but he has to move. And so every morning, Hitari and I are like taking down 2 miles or more, sometimes four. Oh, but wow, I'm getting every single day. I mean, I'm in Michigan right now. It was snowing. I went out and did our 2 miles in the snow.
Yeah, they don't care.
Yeah, Hitari does not care. He must go. So that's been a great and a really difficult personal year, but an amazing business year. It's been a great reminder for me that if nothing else, I must move and I must move forward. And so it's been a great like theme for me because we've had a lot of things we've just had to move through. But physically, it's been great.
The habit I had this, I didn't do habits this year. I mean, I'm going to admit failure. And it's interesting because...
Can I interrupt you for a second?
Yeah. Oh, here we go. Yeah.
No. Seychelle, are you okay? What's going on? Okay. We love you, girl. I don't know what's going on, but Seychelle's having a moment here. So
sorry, I didn't see that. Thank you.
She has a lot. She has a lot going on. And that's, I think, and handling a lot and being the hero for family and for her family.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
It's been a hard year. Really
ready hard for 2022.
Year. Yes. And my word is joy in 2022.
I love that. Well, I hope it's joy for you because I know that you just haven't had a lot of joy for yourself. You know, your cup is literally empty. Your cup is so empty.
It's been, as we reflect, I think the hardest thing as leaders is you carry a lot. And being a leader at home, being a leader to your kids, being a leader to your parents and your team sometimes, and I know y'all all have been there, but sometimes it just all adds up and you just have to figure it out. And that's been this year. It's just been, it all added up all at the same time. And it's been one of those that, honestly, movement has saved me. So it's been a tough year.
Yeah. Well, I want you to know you're doing a great job. You are
so good.
You are literally doing a great job.
It's not been. Thanks. It's just hard to talk about sometimes because I would rather talk about the positive, fun, happy things and even just writing like the reflection, you know, for the year, for like our holiday card, I can't.
Yeah.
And that's hard. But we can move on to other habits.
thank you for sharing it. Yeah. Sometimes our habits can literally save our lives, guys.
Yeah.
They can literally save our lives.
Yeah. Yep. And the truth is that life and leadership are seasons. And you're in a really, really hard one.
Yeah.
A really, really hard one. And we did a sit down for our team advance and video team interviewed my mom. And she started talking about like seasons and some hard, really hard ones. And they've been in a really hard season with my grandparents aging. And I know you're going through a lot of that as well, Say. And just like the reward that comes after it joy does come after it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that I love that that's your word for 2022, because like that is what will come once you get through this season.
It will.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, it's when you're in it, you just got to figure out a way to move forward.
Yeah.
And that's as leaders, yeah. What, well, it's a gift we're given, because you have to do that. You just have to keep going.
Nothing lasts forever, yeah. Joy and defeat, you know?
Yes.
And so we just have
that's
to remind
true.
Ourselves it is all seasons.
It's a season. Yeah. It's absolutely a season.
Well, and one of my big takeaways from Gary's mastermind, we got to be in a group of a couple hundred of us in of top agents with Gary. And one of the most profound things he said was, you fail your way to fulfillment, which I've heard him say, you fail your way to success many times before, but I've never heard him say fail your way to fulfillment. And the way we develop as spiritual beings is through failure.
Mm-hmm.
It is really through failure. And not that you're failing, but you're going to come out the other side of this with a deeper understanding of so many things. I mean, and I know when you're in the moment of it, it doesn't feel like a gift.
No, I mean, there are gifts. I think, you know, I think that's what it's taught me, is you have to find the joy in the little things. And I'm excited for some big joy too. But even in hard times, I think it's never all bad or all great, right? I think we all can say that we've had years that have been really great and really freaking hard. And it's learning to juggle both of those at the same time and fail forward that we grow. That's the only way we grow. You have to go through it. You can't go around it. You can't hide from it. You can't pretend it doesn't exist. You just have to go through it. And then you come out the other side. And that's good.
I think sometimes, at least for me this year, I've struggled in different ways than I've ever experienced. I mean, even so mm-hmm. much so, I texted the dolls asking for, does anyone have a therapist? That's the first, I've never even felt like I needed that, right? And this year, I was going through some really hard things and continue to go through some really hard things. And I needed that, right? And now I have so much grace that I didn't have before for my people.
Yeah.
And so sometimes I think God gives us like these hard times to then turn around and be able to have grace for our people that we didn't understand before. I'm low on empathy. Okay. I struggle in that area. And now when it comes to my people struggling with any type of mental or emotional struggle, my view of it is totally different. My view of them is different. I listen, like, and if it weren't for that hard, right, I couldn't do that. And I think I just get excited. And I know you're not excited in the moment, say, but I get excited because through this, like the how we become the leader that we need to be for our people is a lot of times these hard times. And so for
yes,
me, that
absolutely.
Has been the case. And I honestly, our listeners, the fact that you're being so transparent and vulnerable right now is like so important for all of us to be.
You're making a huge difference right now.
Well, and say, and Sarah, all of us, because I've had, ironically, my word of the year this year was clarity. And I probably had the most unclear year I've had. But I think in a lot of ways, the 2021 was hard, or 2021, yeah, was harder than 2020. And it wasn't supposed to be.
We didn't even know what year it is.
I know.
2021 was not supposed to be harder than 2020. And like, a lot of us like feel guilty. Like, I don't know that I had a bad 2020. And that's, I feel guilty saying that, by the way. I feel really guilty saying that. It kind of gives me a pit in my stomach to say that. But, you know, 2021 was supposed to be this year kind of after the shutdown, after the quarantine, where it was all going to be better. And, you know, it's, we are human. Like, it's never going to be, it's always going to be like this. We're always going to have ups and downs and seasons. And that's just the way it is. And I'm listening to you say, like, you know, your habit. And I mean, I had a year of, I would say angst is probably a good description for me.
That's a fair word. Yeah.
And, you know, I dropped my habits, and it's really funny because I was listening to Wendy and I was just like, you probably didn't see me but I was closing my eyes because I was like, my foundational habit where all of my physical health is better is when I put out my vitamins every Sunday for the week and those little divided things. Mm-hmm. And that is like that. Cascades everything for me. I don't know why. And lately I've been like too busy to go to the drugstore to get the thing. Like, you know, what is that? I was just listening to Wendy. I was like, what's wrong with me? I'm going to go to the drugstore today. I'm going to, you know, start it.
As a leader, it can be lonely. You're ready to grow and you realize you need the right community to get you there. With Empire Circle, you'll be surrounded by driven, adventurous women who want more in business and in life. You'll get real-time feedback, personalized guidance, and honest advice from seasoned leaders who have built businesses and net worths in the hundreds of millions, all while living their big lives. If this sounds like the fuel you need to level up your business and your life, Empire Circle is absolutely for you. You can get more information at herbestlife.com by clicking on Empire Circle. Come and let's build your empire together.
Good.
Got this. Well, maybe your keystone habit is setting up a system on Amazon where all your vitamins come to your house.
You still have to divide them up every day and put them in the thing.
No,
and there's something
can actually
about
order them where they
that.
Come.
I don't know.
You can actually order them in daily packs.
I like the ritual. I think I want to do that.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay. Yeah. Well, the great thing about habits, guys, is that we all fall off the wagon. Yeah,
I have.
We do.
We all have hard seasons of our life. We all have really hard things that happen. And the opportunity that we get every day is to hop back up there and start anew. That's really the reality of it. It just because we fail, we beat ourselves up for it, doesn't mean we can't wake up tomorrow and start every day as a new day. And the year just gives us a new year, just gives us in our mind the opportunity to do it. But the reality is we can get up any day we want to and we can start anew.
Yeah, that is beautifully said, Wendy. Honestly, they did this like test on me. I went to this health place and they did this test on like the psycho test on me about my health.
Oh,
and
I want to see it.
My number one thing was, and it leads to why you fail when you start health things, and then which was really important for me to understand. And my number one was they said I'm a perfectionist. And I was like, I'm not a perfectionist, thinking like, I thought that viewed like high C, like I viewed perfectionism as high C. And then I read the description and I'm like, oh my goodness, this is me. And it was basically when I start something and then if I fail, like what Wendy, you're saying, then I just give up because I'm like, oh, I'm done. I'm a failure. There's no hope for me. Like, because I can't be perfect. But what I realized through this last year is health is a journey. It's not meant to be like a 12-week thing. It's forever, right? And so like making sure that I don't view it as, okay, I have a piece of pizza. That's not me failing. If that is, I can't eat that every day, right? For all the meals. Okay, but making lifestyle changes was so important. And I think so many times, and I'm sure so many of our listeners can relate to perfectionism. Like we want it to be perfect and we want to do the right thing and we want excellence. But that's not what life is, and habit building is certainly not that. So I love that you said that, Wendy. So good. So what are some focuses? This was awesome. Reflection time.
Yeah, this was great. Yeah. Okay, so that's our reflection. What does 2022 look like for you?
So I've been trying to figure out my next building habit. So I had the water and I got that down. I'm working out more. So for health-wise, my health circle, I've been trying to figure out what the next sort of building block habit is, and listening to you guys with vitamins, I think I'm going to follow your lead on that because I'm not.
Can I give you a hack? Can I tell you what to do?
Yes.
So a few years ago, we went to like a naturopathy kind of doctor and you get your blood drawn and you can kind of see where you're deficient because I was never a vitamin person. I was like, what? You're crazy taking all that stuff every day. And then I started to feel not so good in the afternoons. Mm-hmm. I get really tired in the afternoons. Mm-hmm. And then like every time I would drink alcohol, I was really affected. And I do like a good cocktail. So I didn't want that.
Manhattan's and Manhattan.
and so I went and I got, they drew like 15 vials of blood. And then they look at all your levels of everything. And then you get supplements based on that. So instead of just taking vitamins for the sake of taking vitamins, have some intentionality around it. And you might get your blood drawn and it might be just fine.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I'll do that. I love that.
So Sarah and Wendy, I mean, all of you, but that vitamin thing, it's really interesting because I didn't come into the podcast with that listed. It was what I came into the podcast, and it falls into that, is I really need to get back to my Sunday planning. I used to be so diligent about, we all have a tool we use called the 411, whatever it is you use, but I used to have a tool for planning my week. And then, on the right Sunday, I would plan the next month. And then, and And I'm realizing now, or I realized during this taping, that the vitamins happened on the same day. Like it was all part of the same rhythm, which is why it's, I think, a foundational habit. Because it was this like ritual of, I'm realizing now, I would think about my week when I was doing my vitamins. You know, you're dividing.
What has helped me with that is I tied George into it. We have a family meeting every Sunday night. So like having two people that know that that's what we're supposed to be doing has helped me versus it just
being
me.
Can I be vulnerable on that? Like you guys have talked about the Sunday meetings because I think Wendy and Say, I think you guys all do that. I think we had an episode.
We do. Yeah.
And to be vulnerable, I'm struggling with being too work hungover on Sundays for that. So that's something I'm going to have to grapple with because I don't want another freaking meeting on a Sunday. I don't want to. Yeah. And that's partly why this habit.
Well, why not? Could you do it like Friday at lunch or something? Like do it before the weekend?
I just need to.
Just switch the day?
Well, it saves time. Yeah. It doesn't add time. The planning ends up saving time.
It does.
But it might not
serve you for the day that it's on. You might just change it.
Yeah.
That for me, like on the work hungover, like it's been hard, like just counterbalancing between everything that's going on. Everything feels like work right now. Yeah. And so for me, that's why joy is my number one like habit to put back in because it's not part of my time blocking.
Mm.
And so that's, for me, is going first.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're going to get out your joy list?
Yeah, I do. I have it saved on my phone.
Okay, I have an idea for you. I'm not going to say it.
I'd love it.
You need to send me your address in Michigan because I'm going to send you something.
Okay. I will. But yeah, I think it's that being mindful of what is missing and envy. I love your kind of discovery around like getting back to that one habit, that foundational habit. And for me, like when Gary told us years ago, right, you plan your fun first. I had so much fun planned before COVID broke out. And then when that happened, I was like, okay, everything we've planned is out the window. And then 2021 came and I'm like, I am nervous to put anything on the calendar because I don't know what's going to happen with it. So I'm like, nope, 2022, back in, fun's back on the calendar. Joy is there.
We did that as a family over Thanksgiving. We planned our vacations and fun, which came because of the joy exercise that we do this regularly now. I take my family on trips throughout the year. And we just made sure we planned COVID safe.
Yeah, things, totally. Meaning,
and which is aren't as fun as like going international, right? But like just making sure that that's part, like it's not as fun. But in this year, because we don't know what's going to happen, it still at least is on the calendar to where we're doing it.
Exactly. So, I love that.
Do that, Say. And you have like now 3 years to make up for, so.
I know.
You're going to have so much fun this year.
You know what, guys?
And I'll just say, you guys, it is okay to take care of your mental health and let your business have a different season. That is okay.
Yes.
Because without your mental health, you do not have a business. So I give you permission, Seychelles, put yourself first,
I agree.
To have some fun. And if your business suffers a little bit, that's okay. And it's okay to ask other people in your world to pick up the slack.
Yep.
There you go.
I agree. And you would be surprised. It probably won't suffer.
Yeah. I'll help.
Yeah. Yeah.
I will help you. Also, I'm sending you something really fun. I'm really excited about that.
I can't wait.
So who has an intention for 2022? Quickly, I can share. My intention for 2022 is my family. So I have two kids in high school, and honestly, I don't have that much time left with them. So my family's probably suffered during COVID, like a lot of leaders' families have. And so my intentionality for 2022 is get back to our regular vacations, do some one-on-one time with each of my kids individually, and really feel like we've got this 1 year left before Gus is out of the house where we can really spend some time together. So that's my plan.
I love that. Mine is sort of do the team theme with my personal. Last year was impact. This year it's this year it's culture always wins. Culture always wins, and focusing on culture of embracing the culture, living it, and then protecting it, not just for work, but also our family culture and making sure that we are embracing that. We are our my husband's from Nigeria. And so we're not just an American family. We're a Nigerian family. And so embracing true culture in that sense of the word on the family side, but really focusing on culture always wins and focusing on that as we build. So
my focus is going to sound weird to you guys, but I've thought about it a lot this week. And my focus word is honor. The word was spoken to me last week and I have used it so many times. And I just realized that I want to spend a year truly focused on honoring people, honoring projects that I start to finish, honoring what I'm building, which is going to be really big. And, you know, I want to honor those around me. I want to honor the processes. I want to, it's just a really important word in my life right now. So it might sound obscure.
But can I give you a challenge?
Yeah. Please.
I would like for you to honor your commitments to yourself.
That's perfect. Absolutely perfect. Thank you.
Well, guys, today has been an unexpectedly powerful episode. Seychelle, I so appreciate you sharing your vulnerability there. That's what we do here. Leadership is not about putting on your armor every day. Leadership is about sometimes being vulnerable, looking around, putting yourself first, asking others in your organization for help, asking your friends for help. And that can be part of our intentionality for 2022. I don't know about you, but I don't know a single leader out there that didn't have a really rough time in 2020 and 2021. And who knows what 2022 will hold. In fact, it may not end, right? This pandemic might just keep going on, which means we have to put ourselves first. We have to put our oxygen masks on first. And it's not just about our businesses, guys. It's about our big life, which means your mental, your physical, your spiritual, and your personal health. So thank you guys for listening, as always. So go out there and build your big business, but never forget your big life.
Bye, everybody.
Bye. Bye, guys.
Thanks for listening to Empire Building. If you like what you heard, join our tribe by subscribing on your favorite podcast platform and help us spread the word by leaving a 5-star rating and review. Until next time, wishing you a life worth living. And remember, you are an empire builder.
This podcast is for general informational purposes only. The views, thoughts, and opinions of the guest represent those of the guest and not KWRI and its affiliates, and should not be construed as financial, economic, legal, tax, or other advice. This podcast is provided without any warranty or guarantee of its accuracy, completeness, timeliness, or results from using the information.